Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We all got the word yesterday on our show that Queen Elizabeth had passed away, and an editorial in the Chicago Tribune today reads, "They adored her in return." And then Chris Jones wrote about death in general. "The Queen's death was a shock in the way that death is almost always a shock, one all too familiar to anyone who has experienced bereavement. Bromides about how death is to be expected when a woman is 96, that there had been some time to prepare, that this was a life well lived, that none of us are here forever, did nothing to change that. It never does in death." He wrote about death. He wrote about her life. He wrote about some of her failings. And at the end, he wrote about her legacy. "There will be time to consider the future of the monarchy. The present, though, is to mourn a woman whose global influence straddled two centuries and who did all that anyone could reasonably ask of any human in public service anywhere in the world. What a job well done. Godspeed to her." Ah, Chris Jones, nice to talk to you again, and well done, sir.
I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
I actually thought about you when this all happened, and I thought you would have some warm and wise words. I think the hard part, though, for Americans, Chris, is that we don't have a monarchy here. It's a different history and government, and we don't exactly understand the place of a royal family. What do they do? What value do they provide? What did the Queen provide to either Great Britain or the world in general?
Well, I think, you know, she represented sort of constancy, and it is, to some degree, the affection that people hold for her is due to the fact that she was there for 70 years. So in order for you to remember any other monarch, you have to really be, if you think about it, because you don't remember much when you're a little kid, you've got to be over 80, really over 85, to have not known Elizabeth II as the Queen of England. And I think that is just profoundly dislocating. And I, you know, this hit me surprisingly hard. I mean, I've lived in Chicago for 30 years. I'm not a particularly enthusiastic royalist in general, but I had enormous admiration for the Queen. And I think the other thing about it is that she represented kind of values that I think we can all agree have pretty much disappeared these days. And, you know, like discretion, for example, which is often seen as a weakness these days, but in reality is a good thing. And the fact that sometimes you don't have to have a hot take on something, that you can actually shut up, and that might be the right, you know, that might be the right, that might be the right answer in any given moment. Yeah. And also, I think just to sort of the sort of generosity and her ability to sort of embrace ordinary people. And I think, you know, people are not fools, and they understood that the Queen really understood them. And that was tremendously important. And people in America can certainly realize that this affection for an old generation was founded in her decision not to leave London during the war, when she could have been evacuated, and how she stayed there. You know, all the cab drivers in London who showed up on the Mall to pay tribute were really, they saw her as a Londoner like them, as somebody who didn't leave. And that was hugely important. And she embodied restraint. You know, they take the idea of restraint, John, you know, where you don't say something. You know, she embodied duty. And I think that's important. And also persistence and reticence and persistence, all those qualities that we saw in the so-called greatest generation that are disappearing, you know? And I think it's just people felt sort of an ache at that. I think it was for her personally, not the monarchy, really.
And not to dwell on it at all, but this business of discretion versus, say, detachment, You know, is that a feature or a bug for her? And I'm thinking about, of course, Princess Diana's death, but just her coolness in general. Now, you described that as a virtue. Would a better queen have been a little more empathetic?
Yes, I think in that instance, that was not her finest hour. She failed to read the new world. You know, one of the interesting debates about her that's been going on the last since she died is, you know, did she never change? And on some levels, you're like, well, she did change. I mean, she embraced modernity to some extent. You know, there's this, she did two famous sketches, one coming out of a helicopter with James Bond and the other with Paddington Bear. And those sketches were not something her father would have done, because he would have been perceived as beneath the dignity of the monarch to have done that. And I think that she did embrace change. And if you look at what she had to say in the world, she was very much, I think she was pro, you know, tolerance, and she recognized sort of the past had to change. So I do think she stood for change to some extent, incremental change anyway. But I think that that's what the big debate about her, really. And I think she was also in a really difficult position, because the Queen is not supposed to have opinions that are controversial. So I think when she was faced with a situation, she learned not to say too much. But then when Princess Diana died, that wasn't what people needed. They wanted her to feel their pain, to use the Clinton, you know, as a Clinton era kind of term. And I think she was, I think she screwed that up, frankly, to put it bluntly. But I think as she got older, she corrected that mistake, and that she became more like a grandmother than she was when she was younger. So the Queen, for me, the post-Diana Queen, the post-death of Diana Queen, was far more empathetic than the Queen before that. So I actually would argue that Princess Diana's death made the Queen better in the end.
What an interesting take. And I just thought it was so well put and so succinctly so in the Tribune today. Chris Jones is the editorial page editor there, and you still read his criticism of theater when he can get to it in the Chicago Tribune.
<My best. laughs>
Whenever I see your byline, I think, holy cow, you did that too today, Chris? Those are long days. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
Thank you, sir.